This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. It's a glorious fall on a land where we live near the banks of the Ojalote. Well, really, friends, I mean, it's a glorious fall all over Baja, Arizona, all over the borderlands, all across the land where we all live. This year, you know, I think I've heard so many folks exclaim, "I love fall." I don't remember hearing this many, "I love falls." Maybe I wasn't listening, but I'm listening now, and lots of folks love fall. It is a great season, right? Hot, dry, breezy. It's that breeze. I know I say it every year, but it's that breeze that says fall to me. Fall has such a feminine feel to it. I mean, no one has asked me to give the seasons of the year genders. But doggone it, fall feels beautiful and glorious and feminine, now you know. I love the long fall season, and around our place, morning temperatures drop to the 50s and then into the 40s, and it is so wonderful. Could a freeze be far away? Could it be far away? I think it's not too far away. Daytime temps get toasty still, so you put your jacket on a fence post, and you're working in shirt sleeves before you know it. Anyway, yay fall. I mean, yay fall. I was up in the hills near our home, poking around, and there's some marvelous two-lane blacktops and dirt roads as well that go across the grassland and can, if you make the correct turns, lead you into the hills. I love those immense grasslands that one crosses to get into the uplands, you know. And I do the best I can to forget that some of those grasslands are 95% layman's love grass, a South African love grass, and I just try to enjoy the soft rolling topography. But on this recent trip into the hills, I enjoyed the native grasses of the woodlands. One species of grass that always makes me stop and photograph it or pick a bouquet is a grass called bullgrass, a bunch grass with tall panicles, you know, way above the grass leaves, plumes on a stalk, and catch it at the right time of the season. That plume of a panicle is a soft lavender color. Oh my, oh my. Bullgrass is a Muhlenbergia grass, and there are over 40 species of Muhlenbergia in Arizona. That's amazing. Bullgrass is Muhlenbergia immerslii, and it is beautiful. Did I say that? It's beautiful. Muhlenbergia is in honor of Gotthilf Heinrich Ernst Muhlenberg, a Lutheran minister and a botanizing fiend of the late 1700s into the 1800s. I read, by the way, that his friends called him Henry. That's so sweet. The specific epithet, immerslii, to honor John Immersley, a plant collector out west who sent his plant specimens back to the National Herbarium. And now you know. The common name bullgrass is fine, too, don't you think? Yeah, it is. So I was seeing and photographing it in the oak woodland on rocky slopes where white oaks and silverleaf oaks are the predominant trees. You know, some of the white oaks were still dropping acorns. Bullgrass is so ornamental looking, and it used to be you could find it in nurseries. Is that cool? It really is. I hope nurseries still offer it. Bunch grasses are really quite wonderful, you know, in a personal habitat, and fall breezes have them swaying gently on the land. So this jaunt in the hills, I saw some other cool, beautiful grasses, cool grasses, I should say, at a favorite stop where there is a headstone for a pioneer husband and wife set off the road under emery and white and silverly folks. I found myself standing in the middle of Harry Grandma. At first, you know, I thought blue grandma, but the stem of the inflorescence extended past the seed, or in grass language, the rachis extends naked past the spikelets. The seed heads of Harry Grandma look like Frida Kahlo's eyebrows. You know, same with blue grandma, whose rachis does not extend naked above the spikelets. But I was standing in Boudalua Hirsuta, Boudalua for the Spanish professor of horticulture, Claudio Boutelou. Hirsuta means hairy or rough and shaggy. Oh, yeah, rough and shaggy. So hairy grandma. I thought, wow, wow, wow. I want hairy grandma growing all around our 1991 Marvel. And so I did. I gathered seed. I even collected a walking stick that must have been at the top of some of that grass, but I let it go after photographing it with all the seed I was collecting. Boudalua hirsuta would look great in your habitat, too. Pester your favorite nursery for it. Or, my friends, or, listen to this, Boudalua can be found up to 6,500 feet on rocky slopes, mesas, or in a favorite woodland. Oh, my, oh, my. Native grasses are just wonderful. The desert, my friend, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.